Hey, good morning, my friends. We are on day 23, the Stork. I mentioned another famous acronym of Elul. That's the Hebrew month that we're in. Aleph, Lamed, Vav, Lamed. Everybody's familiar. Anila Dodiva Dodi Li. I'm for my beloved. My beloved is for me. This is a month of spiritual intimacy between ourselves and Hashem. But it also spells out another famous verse. This from the book of Esther. Ish l're'eyu u'matanot l'evyonim. Aleph for Ish, a person. L're'eyu for his friend, umatanot, and gifts le'evyonim to the poor. And this, of course, represents another way of spiritually reconnecting during the month of Elul, and that's by helping the less fortunate and really being there for our friends. And I wanted to share a little more Torah that's not in the chapter that my son Ezra, I'll give him credit again. One form of tzedakah, which is very much overlooked, we don't speak about it very much, and it applies in our inner circles. The great Rambam says that different levels of charity. There are actually 8 levels of charity, each level surpassing the other. And what's the highest level? Beyond which there is none. It's the highest possible level. It's that supporting someone by giving them a present or a loan. Okay, it's the teaching the man to fish as opposed to just giving fish, but teaching the person a trade. You're basically allowing the person the dignity to never fall into a state of poverty again. And this includes a loan, a non-interest loan, and the Torah forbids us from charging interest to a fellow Jew, or just helping somebody find a job. And one of the great rabbis, the Rugachever, says that this quote from Maimonides is based on an earlier passage in the Talmud. The Talmud says in the tractate of Shabbat, Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Gadol hamalve yotir min ha'oseh tzedakah. Greater is the one who's malve, who's a lender, greater than someone who gives charity. And the lender is getting the money back, so it's technically not even considered charity, but it's considered greater. Umeitil bakis yoter mikulam. And one who loans another person is greater than gives him charity. The one who puts money in a common purse, one who enters into a partnership with a needy person, is the greatest. Since in that case, the needy person is not embarrassed at all when receiving the assistance. It's like when you are running a business and you're raising capital for your business. You're not embarrassed to take the guys $1 million because you're going to make them more money. Right? And in the same way, when you lend money to somebody, you're saving the person a certain level of embarrassment because they're going to give it back. But better than that is investing in some kind of business operation with someone who's really needy, who's someone that really needs it, because then the person feels like they're doing something productive. They're going to help make money, or at least in the case of a loan, they're going to pay the money back. That is giving more dignity to the recipient than someone who just gives a straight out tzedakah. Now, we have a mitzvah tzedakah of giving charity. We're supposed to ideally try to give at least 10% of our annual earnings, according to most authorities. That's before taxes. So that's a good thing. We should think about that now as we get closer to Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. If a person, let's say, makes $100,000 a year, let's keep it simple. Uncle Sam takes 50. That means you're left with 50,000. 10% of 50,000 is $5,000 tzedakah. Very, very important. If a person can extend themselves beyond the 10% and give up to Chumash, which is 20%, that's considered more praiseworthy. But more than that, we're not supposed to do because we don't want to be, on the receiving end. We don't want to put ourselves in the poorhouse by giving too much away. But this is incredibly important to think about, A, who can we give charity to? I mentioned before, Widows of Warriors, which is I posted earlier in this chat, people to make contributions there. There's so many worthy causes. Manhattan Jewish Experience, among them, the incredible outreach work of re-engaging unaffiliated, less affiliated young Jews with their Judaism, with the Jewish community. Whatever floats your boat, I mean, there is a priority to give to poor people. And as I'm sharing on this chat now, as my son shared with me, to lend money or to invest with people in a business, teaching the person to fish and not just giving them fish, giving them the ability to be on their own. And if you think about it, it's the best form of charity because you're enabling the person to no longer have to be a recipient. So think, who is in your circle that's out of a job? Who can you introduce them to? Who in your circle could use a little loan to be able to start a business or to be able to get back on their feet after they've fallen off their feet? The Shakespearean phrase, neither lender nor borrower be, is not a Jewish idea. Be a lender. If you don't have to borrow, better not to. But in doing so, we should be a zechus for us, for all of us, and of course for the Chayalim, the success of the IDF in their campaign now in Lebanon, all of this Torah and whatever tzedakah we're able to give.